First of all, we have to stop this crisis as much as possible. You see, try to put some water on the fire, which amount for the total of the European Union above 1,500 billion euros. So that's a lot of money. The second thing after that is to look at what could be the implications for the real economy and if we're going to have a slowdown and even maybe a recession. So we have already started having exchanges of view between the members of the European Union to see what kind of policy we should try to adopt in each of our countries. And thirdly, it's to look on the longer term and to look at what could be the reform of the financial system in terms of better control, better surveillance of the market, common rules and regulation on rating agencies, etc.
But do you feel that there maybe is going to be some conflict in between the perception of regulation from the EU side and the US side?
No, I think it's a question of balance, of finding the right balance. We all are in favor of keeping the free market. Nicolas Sarkozy, when he went last Saturday to Camp David, said so, that he agreed that he didn't want to get rid of capitalism. On the contrary, he wants to get back to the basics and the fundamentals of what was the real capitalistic system, which was not a system whereby you were more in a casino than in a real capitalist system.
Are there any plans how to collaborate with the United States?
Collaboration has already started. For instance, the meeting in Camp David Saturday between President Bush, President Sarkozy and President Barroso, which means a meeting between the United States on one side, Europe on the other side, is a clear testimony to that kind of cooperation we want to have.
In 2 weeks, there's going to be an election here. What do you expect from the new administration?
For France and for Europe, I think, is to give a new momentum to the transatlantic partnership. We are at a time where both the United States on one side, the European Union on the other side, are facing the same kind of challenges, and those are tremendous. And we won't find a solution on our own. We need to work together and try to find together how to proceed with those challenges, non-proliferation, the fight against terrorism, very specific issues as Afghanistan, Africa and Darfur, and on all those issues, we have to work together. And Europe is ready to work together with the United States, because Europe, as it goes on and as it completes its building, its construction, wants to play a great role in world affairs and is ready to do that.
You mentioned a lot of what is important is a dialogue. And with what possible future administration do you think Europe can have the best dialogue?
Well, we intend to dialogue with both, whoever wins the election. You know, I won't get into promoting one or the other candidate. It's not my role as a French diplomat. But you can be sure, and the foreign ministers have already discussed that in one of their informal meetings. They will discuss again at the end of this month in Paris. They want to have their position ready with regard to a transatlantic partnership before the next administration is in place, in order to be able to start that dialogue as quickly as possible.